Welcome to Exceedingly Abundant Ministries with Pastor Gary Cole. We are committed to bringing you the good news of the gospel, believing that God wants to make Christians whole in spirit, soul, and body. Visit our website at eaministries.net. Now, here is Pastor Gary with today's teaching.
Well, the Lord bless you this day. Yes, we're celebrating the Easter, the Resurrection Sunday, aren't we? I pray that you'll continue to walk in the reality that Jesus Christ lives. And my heart's cry and prayer to God for you is that He lives within your heart. Today we're going to be looking at practicing Jesus' presence. We're going to be in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, beginning verse 16, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Now that's exciting. That's God's commission to the church, that we're to go out, win the lost to Jesus, disciple Christians, baptize them. And then Mark tells us we're to cast out demons, lay hands on the sick. In other words, we're supposed to be doing Jesus' works and greater works. And the reason we can do those things is the same Holy Spirit that was in Jesus Christ, that was in the disciples, is in you and I. So let's believe God to use us greatly. Amen. But today we're focusing on this truth, the very end of it, where Jesus says, I am with you always. So you see, you know, a lot of times in your job, your boss probably gives you an assignment, and then you go out from him and do that assignment. And you pretty much do it on your own, independent from your boss. But that's not how the Christian life is. When a person repents of their sin, receives Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and is born again from above, literally, Jesus Christ comes to live within them. And we're going to be looking at a few scriptures concerning that. But Jesus just doesn't tell us to go. He goes with us. And we need to recognize that. You know, I like that scripture in Proverbs 15:3. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Remember, our God is omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. We serve a great and mighty God. Amen? So today we're going to establish some facts from the Scriptures. Number one, Christ in you. Remember what the Bible says over here in John chapter 1, verse 12? The Bible says, for as many as received him, you know, that's the key. Have you received Jesus? To them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, there are some people that believe truths about Jesus and would not say, well, yeah, I believe Jesus is the Christ. Yeah, I believe he died on the cross. And that's good. They're on their way to salvation. But still, at that point, they're lost. And if they died, they would go to hell. Only when you have that understanding and then you say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you into my life and ask you to be my Savior and Lord. At that point, are you born again? Some people just have an intellectual understanding but have never, with their heart, given themselves and received Jesus as Savior and Lord. Would you like to do that right now? You can pray that right now and be born again. pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I understand today that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent. Lord Jesus, would you allow your precious blood right now to wash away all my sins? I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself completely to you. Thank you for saving me. Amen. If you pray that prayer from the heart, then Jesus is now your Savior and Lord. You're born again from above. You need to find yourself a good church, get baptized in water, become discipled, find God's purpose and plan for your life. He'll reveal it to you through His Word and by His Spirit, and walk it out, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and serve the Lord with your whole heart. Amen. And then one day, you'll go home to be with Jesus. If the rapture doesn't come first, I believe the rapture is the next prophetic event that God has for His people, and that's exciting. Then the tribulation, and then the second coming of Christ and His millennial rule here on earth. Do you know the saints will rule and reign with Jesus on earth for 1,000 years at the end of the tribulation? But the dead who don't accept Christ go to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to go to heaven. And the only way to go to heaven is to receive and know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Notice also Paul, when he writes to Christians here in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, again in verse 6, he says this. He says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, see, he's writing to Christians. A Christian is someone who has received into their heart, with their mouth and lips, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Okay. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding there with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Okay, now here's a little hint about our message about learning to practice Jesus' presence. Number one, know that Christ is in you. Remember what Paul said. I really want to establish this today. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Yet not I live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith of or in the Son of God who died for me and rose again. Amen? So he told us that Christ lived in him. That's the truth. Remember, Paul told us this was a great mystery. Here in Colossians 1:27, he says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why do I know I'm going to heaven? Because Jesus Christ lives in my heart. Oh, you think you've been perfect? No, I've not been perfect. I've had to come to Jesus and repent of my sins and receive His forgiveness. No, I am very imperfect, just like you. But Jesus came to save sinners, and I received His mercy and grace. I received His love. I received His eternal salvation. And yes, when I mess up today, when I sin, the Holy Spirit convicts me, and I repent and turn from that, like all Christians do. So no, we're not perfect, but we're forgiven, and Jesus lives in our heart. And because He lives in us, we live a lot better than we did before we got saved, because we have the power and person of the Holy Spirit, and Christ literally lives in us. Remember this wonderful truth over here in the book of 1 John chapter 5, beginning verse 10. Let's look at that just a minute. He that believeth on the Son of God hath this witness in himself. In other words, the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of His Son. Remember, God has a Son. His name is Jesus. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Did you hear that? Who's going to heaven? Those who have Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Who's not going to heaven? Anyone, no matter how religious, moral, or good they think they've lived, without Jesus Christ, you will die and go to hell because you're a sinner, and only the blood of Jesus can forgive sin. And you have actually never done a good thing in your life until you come to Jesus, because all things you do are tainted by your flesh, by pride, by selfishness, by envy, by greed. You see, the Bible, I'm not teaching all day, the total depravity of man. You know, little babies are so sweet. And as they grow up, you just love them. But I never had to teach my children to lie, to be selfish. They have that fallen Adamic nature. Sometimes it seems a little cute, but it's really not. And without Jesus, anyone will die and go to hell. Receive Jesus today. He is your hope. If you have Jesus, you have eternal life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have eternal life. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Did you hear that? You can know it. I know it. Because Jesus said so. The Bible says so. I agree with God. That you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Okay. So not only am I saved, I know I'm saved. I know heaven is my home. Jesus lives in me. My body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. God gives me mercy and grace. He helps me every day. And I'm in a love relationship with my God through His Son, Jesus. That's exciting. And you can have that too today if you'll give your life to Jesus. Okay, so we've established, hopefully clearly, as we're going to be talking about practicing God's, Jesus' presence, that number one, Christ is in us. And you know, we really need to enjoy Christ being in us. Remember what Jesus said over here in John chapter 15:11? I want to look at that just for a minute. Sometimes this is missing from a lot of Christians. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." I like Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is our strength. How about Romans 14:17? For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I love that. Remember, Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is my peace. And Jesus is my joy. He gives me joy. Amen. Because no matter what happens, He's there with me. He's helping me. He has a way of escape. And His grace is always sufficient. There's no reason for us not enjoying Jesus. The joy of the Lord should be your strength. Amen. I know we're living in perilous times. It's so easy to focus on the wicked things going on in Washington and different places. But you got to focus on Jesus. And just pray and believe that God is going to raise up a godly, born-again, Spirit-filled person to be president in 2012. Pray that God would do that. That He'll give us someone who is born again, who's filled with the Spirit, and will walk and lead our country according to the principles of the Word of God and righteousness. That's the way God wants it to be. Amen. Amen. Remember, there's only one King, and His name is Jesus Christ. And when you get saved, you're part of the kingdom of God now. And He is to rule in you, over you, and through you in this life, as well as you'll be ruling and reigning with Him in the millennium. That's exciting. Amen. It's so awesome to live for Jesus. Amen. He makes life worth living. Now let's talk about practicing Jesus' presence. I think probably one of the best scriptures for that is found here in John 15. You see how intimate our relationship with God is to be. Jesus says this. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Did you hear that? Jesus says, without him you can do nothing. And that's true of every lost person. They've never done anything good their whole lives. Because without Jesus you can do nothing. Everything you do is tainted by your fallen Adamic nature. Only Jesus Christ can give you righteousness. We're all beggars. We have to receive his righteousness by faith when we receive him as Savior and Lord. His righteousness is imputed to our life, and our filthiness, our filthy rags, is placed upon him. And that's why he went to the cross. The Bible says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Now notice what Jesus says, "Abide in me." And then he uses the example of a branch and the vine. Well, we know that the branches have to be attached to the vine to get life and strength so they can grow and blossom and flourish. That's the way it is in the Christian life. You know, some people act like, in a denomination I came out of, you know, sometimes the people have gotten the wrong idea. Well, I got saved. I took care of that 20 years ago. No, you didn't. You've not taken care of being born again. Yes, you got born again. Yes, you received eternal life. But when you got saved, you began your love relationship with God through his son Jesus. And now day by day, moment by moment, we draw our life from Jesus. We abide in him. We talk to him about everything all the time. He gives us direction, instruction. He gives us comfort. He's right there with us. It's a love relationship, and all love relationships have to be cultivated. We have to spend time with Jesus every day. In fact, Jesus wants us to draw our life from him at all times. And Jesus says, if you don't do that, you can't do anything good. Even a believer can do worthless, empty, sinful things if they're not abiding in Jesus. We still have a flesh and a devil who tempts us to do evil things. You know that. You've sinned. You've messed up. You've got to learn to practice the presence of Jesus. Know every minute of every day he's right there. He's waiting for you to talk to him, to depend on him, to ask his help, to do everything you do out of fellowship with him. It's a love relationship. We need to learn how to practice Jesus' presence. It's a wonderful thing when we feel his presence, when the power of the Holy Spirit is so present that you just know that you know he's there. But even when you don't feel anything, he's there. Remember, the Bible says that just shall live by faith, not by feeling. We don't always have to feel God. We've felt him many times before. We feel him at different times. But by faith, we know he's there. Remember what Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Who do we follow? We follow Jesus. We definitely don't follow the government. It's corrupt. It is so wicked. We have finally arrived at a day which it just amazes me, and I knew the Bible said so, but I'm still amazed, where good is called evil and evil is called good. Millions of babies murdered. Can you imagine murdering a baby? An innocent, sweet baby that has a purpose and plan of God upon their life and acting like people have a choice whether to murder? Can you imagine going into a church nursery and killing all the babies, sucking their brains out? We've reached a day that people think that that's okay, that we call sexual sin perversion okay, and God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of those weaknesses. The Bible says we are to love and pray for the Jewish people, and those who bless the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are blessed, and those who are cursed are cursed. And we've taken stands against Israel and tried to get them to give up land and brought curses and tornadoes and earthquakes and judgments of God upon our nation. We live in perilous times. That's why you and I have got to be bold and tell people about Jesus. Tell the people the Bible says, thou shalt not murder. Tell people the Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And homosexuality and lesbianism is sin. It's wickedness. It's debauchery. And that we're to love the Jewish people and pray for the peace of Jerusalem and support Israel and be a blessing to them. And then there's so many other things we're to do. Walk in love. Forgive. This is a wicked day we live in. But you know, when the dark gets darker, the light is to get lighter. So just let the light and love of Jesus. And that's why it's so important today that you learn to practice the presence of Jesus in your home, in your car, at your business. Never be ashamed to pray. Never be ashamed to talk about Jesus. It was politically incorrect in Jesus' day to mention Jesus, but they kept doing it. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, it was politically incorrect back then. It's politically incorrect now, but we do it. We tell everybody about Jesus. We can pray as we walk down the mall. Nobody can stop us from praying. We can talk about Jesus to anyone we want at any time we want. Oh, it may cost you, but Jesus will provide. We've got to trust in Him. We've got to begin to do things according to the Word of God, and you'll be able to do that if you recognize that Christ is in you and you begin to practice His presence day by day. Abide in me, Jesus says. Remain in me. Draw your life from me. Jesus says, I'm concerned about everything you're concerned about. That's why the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. We're in the resurrection, celebrating Easter Sunday. Jesus is alive. He's not only at the right hand of the Father, He lives in every believer. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Father God is our daddy because we've come in to know His Son Jesus and had our sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Never be ashamed, but learn how to practice His presence moment by moment, no matter what you're doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you're with me right now. Lord, would you help me to do this? Lord, would you help me to love this person? Lord, they're so hard to love. Lord Jesus, help me with this. Lord Jesus, I need your help this. Lord, we need some rain. Lord, I'm going to pray for rain right now. You see what I mean? We can talk to Jesus about everything. We draw our life for Him. We talk to Him. It's a love relationship. Learn how to practice the presence of Jesus. Maybe to help illustrate this, maybe from the negative aspect, let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus is writing to seven different churches. in each of the letters, he introduces himself and always a magnificent picture of who he is. He tells the churches what he likes that they're doing, but then also he reproves them for things they're not doing right, and he tells them to repent. Yes, Christians are to repent. Christians can get tempted to sin and sin, you know that, and they are to repent and turn from that and begin to walk in faith and obedience. Amen? But Jesus said to the church at Laodicea, he said this, and here's the point I'm trying to make. Oftentimes you'll hear this verse used to lead people to Jesus, but that's not really the context of this verse. Revelation 3:20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Now see, that's a picture of Jesus knocking outside the individual's heart saying, "You guys are having church without me. You guys are doing all sorts of religious activities, but I'm not part of it. You are no longer walking in fellowship and intimacy with me. You may be doing a religious exercise or routine, but you're not doing it with me and in me." Do you get the picture? You know, the sad thing is there's so many cults and isms that, number one, all those people in them are just going to die and go to hell because they've not trusted in the Jesus Christ or the Bible. They're trusting in some religious exercise other than a true relationship with Father God through his Son Jesus. Remember what Jesus said, John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Then Jesus said this, "No man cometh to the Father," that's Father Jehovah God, "but by me." Do you know there's actually people who say they're Christians that say that you can get to heaven without Jesus? Do you know what they're doing? They're saying Jesus is a liar and a deceiver. Jesus is the creator of this world. Jesus Christ is God who became man. He is fully God. He's fully man. He's the Son of God. And Jesus said himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In other words, I'm it. Don't lie to people. Don't tell people who are involved in false religions and cults that they're going to make it to heaven. They're not. They'll die and burn in hell and be tormented by demons throughout all eternity. Don't lie to them. Tell them about Jesus. The Holy Spirit will bear witness, and then they can make a decision whether to give their hearts to Jesus or not. But remember, you can go to church and still go through religious exercises, and Jesus can be on the outside. That's why we need to practice the presence of Jesus, talk to him about everything, and depend on him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, teach me how to walk day by day in abiding intimacy with you, loving you with all my heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you live in me, and teach me how to walk and practice your presence day in and day out. Lord Jesus, I don't want to do anything ever again without you. And I want to always be bold and acknowledge your presence everywhere I go. Thank you for hearing this prayer and answering it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
This broadcast is made possible by our faithful partners in the ministry outreach of Bethel Worship Center in Joplin, Missouri. If you have been blessed by Pastor Gary Culp's teaching and would like to know more about our ministry, feel free to visit our website at eaministries.net. That's eaministries.net.